You're listening to Valley Edition. With the popularity of drones growing, it isn't unusual to spot one darting across the sky at a park or even aiding crews fighting fires. Now, as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, here in the Central Valley, drones are being used to do physically demanding jobs that people used to do.
On a hill overlooking Millerton Lake in Fresno County, a group of workers are gathering around a cell tower. They're watching a tiny white drone slowly circle the tower from the ground all the way to the top. Quasi Jones is with the drone imaging company Skycatch.
So what it's doing, it's taking a picture every 2 seconds. So by the end of it, it'll basically have probably like 500 or 600 photos. So then our technology then renders that and creates a 3D model of this.
After the model of the tower is created, the drone can then make decisions on its own on whether there's anything wrong. It does this by comparing previous photos and videos of the tower with what's recorded today. If there's anything off, then it notifies AT&T. It's a dangerous job that can take hours if done by a person. Art Pregler with AT&T's drone program says his team feeds thousands of photos and videos into an algorithm to teach the drone what to look for.
A technician will just get a trouble ticket saying that there's this type of defect at this location they need to go fix. However, it was a drone that flew that and made that determination and told the technician.
Pregler says AT&T isn't getting rid of people for tasks like this. It's just streamlining work on the company's nationwide system of around 65,000 networks and more than 100,000 projects. A drone operator is still needed to run the drone, and technicians are still needed to fix anything the drone finds wrong with the cell tower. He says using drones creates safer conditions for the 15,000 technicians AT&T employs, especially when they're working on towers that range from 60 to 400 feet tall.
We can fly the drone before the tower climber ascends the tower, so they know the condition of the tower, they know the condition of the safety equipment on the tower, they know what tools and equipment to bring with them when they make that climb.
The company is also using drones to provide internet service to rural areas. Pregler says they hope to use helicopter-sized drones tethered to the ground equipped with Wi-Fi technology to bring high-speed internet to remote places in the U.S. He says technology like this should be ready by 2020.
If there's an event throughout the day that requires additional capacity, the network could dispatch a drone there, provide that extra coverage where it needs, and then when the coverage needs goes away, the network would tell the drone to return or to go to another location.
AT&T isn't alone in using drones to optimize their procedures. UC Merced's drone lab at the Old Castle Air Force Base in Atwater is working on a number of projects using drones to do jobs that are too time-consuming for people. Dr. Yangquang Chen created the lab when he began teaching at UC Merced in 2012.
We use drone as a vehicle to attract more students into the STEM area. Stands for science, technology, and engineering, and math. So we're starting from having a summer academy for high school students.
Chen also has undergraduate and graduate students working on drone-related projects. One of them uses technology from NASA called a sniffer that analyzes dust for signs of life on Mars. UC Merced uses a smaller version that they attach to their drones that fly over natural gas pipelines to find leaks. This is PhD student Derek Hollenbeck's project.
There's a huge safety concern on leaks that go undetected, and then also concerns on surveillance. There was an incident in Bakersfield where a construction worker excavated on a main line and blew up, and killed him and injured a few others.
His project already gained traction with companies like PG&E during tests in 2016 to detect methane leaks at the company's test community in Livermore. The drone program also partnered with Baltimore Gas and Electric, using drones in real-life situations to detect leaks.
To develop that confidence level that say, okay, with the two passes and our algorithms, we can say, you know, with 90% accuracy that it's this house right here. For them, that's good enough because they have to use their handheld instruments to pinpoint it.
The miniature sniffer, first thought up by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, is around 1,000 times more sensitive than most technology available. Hollenbeck says using this tech on drones could be a major turning point in detection capabilities for utility companies. Imagine drones flying around neighborhoods on their own instead of maintenance workers manually looking for leaks. Hollenbeck says one of the main things holding back his research are flight rules around drones.
But I believe next few years when we get things like the NASA UTM, which is Unmanned Aerial System Traffic Management, it might open up these avenues where we can have flight rules for drones, you know, doing these things like surveillance.
And this is just one way that UC Merced is using drone technology to experiment with. They are also using drones in South America to map caves and are developing drones that can land and take off on water. This is all part of the university's goal of putting UC Merced on the map when it comes to drone technology. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.